Queen's Tiger, written by Peter Watt and read by Sam Haft. The Bengali Dry Season, India, 1857. Mrs. Alice Campbell, née Forbes, the bride of Dr. Peter Campbell, Canadian citizen and former surgeon to the British Army in the Crimean War, marvelled at the exotic lands she and her husband had passed through on their journey to visit Peter's brother. They had arrived by ship in the Bay of Bengal and travelled up the River Ganges Delta to Murshidabad in the Bengal Presidency of northeastern India. Here Major Scott Campbell had a posting with British East India Company and, according to Peter, had become more British than Canadian. The British here certainly knew how to hold a ball, thought Alice, looking around her. She and Peter had only arrived in Bengal this morning, and already they had found themselves invited to a magnificent ball held for the expatriates of the region, senior civil servants and officers of the East India Company. Great fans moved the hot evening air around the candle-lit ballroom, which was alive with the colourful uniforms of the officers and the glittering jewellery of their ladies. Scattered around the room were Indian servants wearing smart uniforms, and on a dais, a regimental band played dance music. Peter wore a dinner suit and Alice an off-the-shoulder silk gown, although little in the way of jewellery. Major Scott Campbell was taller and more broad-shouldered than his surgeon brother and cut a dashing figure in his cavalry dress uniform. He strode towards them holding out two crystal coupes of champagne. "Here, Mr. Campbell, old chap," he said, passing the champagne first to his sister-in-law and then to his brother. "Welcome to India." Alice and Peter had met with him that morning when he had escorted them to quarters in his villa. The newlywed couple had been welcomed by a staff of Indian servants, both male and female, dressed in traditional clothing. "So, my little brother saw action in the Crimea," Scott said, taking a flute from a passing Indian servant circulating amongst the guests. "You will have to tell me all about your experiences. Damned long time since we fought a war with a European nation. Not since Napoleon." "Not much to tell," Peter said, sipping the chilled champagne. "Just the usual, men dying in agony and calling out for their mothers as they did so." It was obvious that Peter did not wish to remember the horrors he had encountered on his operating table, usually an improvised kitchen tabletop. "I can see that you were able to marry the most beautiful woman in England," Scott said with a glint in his eye and a broad smile that made Alice feel as if his compliment was almost a challenge to his younger brother. Peter was nearing 30 and clean-shaven with short hair, whilst his brother, a couple of years older, had a thick black beard and moustache. Scott was single, but Alice guessed he could have any single or married woman in the room if he chose. "Thank you for the compliment, Major Campbell," Alice replied. "You must call me Scott. After all, we are family," he said, clinking his glass against hers. "Sir," a young officer interrupted, "I must apologise, but the Colonel wishes you to read this dispatch from Burhanpore Barracks." Scott took the sheet of paper and read it with a frown. He passed the communique back to the young officer. "You look concerned," Peter said.